USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden will go on as Republican House leaders are now calling forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview. Despite recent setbacks in the inquiry, there's a new subpoena being issued. Kentucky Congressman James Comer on with Fox Business said it involves Republican suspicions about the Hunter Biden overseas cash flows and the recent DOJ report that cleared Biden of any criminal charges in the documents case.
We want to see the transcripts for the Robert Herr interview with Joe Biden because we have questions about Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents.
One Republican lawmaker is making very clear what GOP leaders want President Biden to do about the southern border. Florida Senator Marco Rubio explained on Fox News Sunday.
Well, the realistic path forward, if we want to end this crisis, begins by Joe Biden reversing the executive orders that he made. Every single one of them was designed to reverse a Trump policy.
Rubio says Trump-era border policy was better at deterring criminals from immigrating into the U.S. The White House and lawmakers from both parties have agreed on new legislative measures to address the immigration influx. Republicans have rejected them all, including one bipartisan Senate measure that would allow the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border if needed. Strong winds again challenge Texas. Fire crews still battling the out-of-control Smokehouse Creek fire, the largest ever in Texas. The fire grew by more than 1,000 more acres Sunday, totaling well over 1 million by now. Critical fire conditions were expected to continue through most of Monday. Meanwhile, the Sierra Nevada mountain range is getting blanketed with as much as 8 feet of fresh snow in the higher elevations. There's also intense near-hurricane force wind blowing the snow near the Tahoe Basin. Many drivers trapped along I-80 for hours over the weekend. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Progress continues toward a potential new ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, on with CBS Face the Nation Sunday, said he believes now is the right time for a ceasefire, not just for hostages.
Also because of the desperate need for aid to get into to Gaza. What's unfortunately is the Palestinians are being held hostage by Hamas. So they're down in bunkers, cowardly.
A U.S. official said the deal would involve a 6-week ceasefire and the release of at-risk hostages. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims that it has drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal, all while keeping its code a secret. Oprah Winfrey intends to step down from Weight Watchers board of directors after nearly a decade, citing the diet company's declining profits and diminishing public support. WW International Inc. revealed Wednesday the billionaire opted not to seek re-election at its upcoming shareholder meeting in May. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.